Hi guys, so just a quick update from me. For those of you who don't know me, my name's John. I'm a funeral director based in Milton Keynes. I run a funeral home called Milton Keynes Family Funeral Services, and a quick search online for that will find me and verify who I am. So many of you will know me, so I'll just give you an update as to where we are at this time, and it is the 6th of December. 2021. So what we're seeing is a large number, an unnaturally large number of deaths due to heart attack, stroke, aneurysm, and these are all as a direct result of thrombosis, embolisms in the lungs, the legs, various places that's causing these deaths. And these are well documented by the local coroners. These are well documented, you know, across the country. Nobody seems to be concerned by the alarming rise in them, you know. I used to see a blood clot very, very rarely, and now I've seen more this year than I have in the previous 14, to give you an idea. I've written to the Chief Coroner of England. He isn't concerned. I've had no response for weeks and weeks, and then I had an email from his secretary saying he's not interested. There you go. This is the guy who's supposed to be protecting us from harm. So we're seeing those deaths. The other type of death that I'm seeing, which is more distressing for me personally, is people who are getting sick now as their immune systems finally give up. So they've had the jabs maybe 6-8 months ago, and it's been eating away at their immune system, and now they're struggling to fight off things like the common cold. So we're in winter, and as you'll be aware, there are colds and flus about in this time of the year. These people can't fight it off, and the government were very quick to label it Omicron, a new variant, you know, and they are sick, but they're sick with basic thing like the common cold. Their immune systems are decimated, and if you think about it logically, much like, for example, a cancer patient. So when you get a cancer patient and they're on chemotherapy, it decimates their immune system. And one of the things that they have to be extremely careful of is, because they've got no immune system, a basic common cold or a flu can kill them. And this is what we're seeing now in these jab recipients across up and down the country. They're becoming extremely ill, really, really ill. And the saddest thing is they're actually convinced that if they'd have had the jab, it would have, you know, lessened that illness. So, for example, I've got a couple of friends, I've known them for a long time, very intelligent guy, logical thinker. Him and his wife have both been jabbed. She's had one, he's had both. He's bitterly desperate now. He's desperate to get the booster because he feels so terribly ill. He thinks that will make him feel better. You know, what do you say to these people? Because they just won't believe it. They feel terribly ill. His wife is saying how she's desperate now. She's had one jab, wishes she'd had the second. She's desperate to get the second, can't get booked up quick enough. I tried to explain, this is what is killing you. This is killing you. It's damaging your immune system. All you've got is a common cold. And I said to him, look, I will come over, I'll bring you whatever you need. I will kiss you on the lips because I'm in no danger of falling sick because I have an immune system that's protecting me as a guy who hasn't been jabbed. These people, you know, it was well documented on the Georgia Guidestones and other places what would happen. These people are going to willingly walk over the cliff begging for more. I really don't know what else I can say. So that's, you know, we're nearly 12 months in now from when the first jabs went into people. So their immune systems will be falling apart now. That's the reality. And that's what I'm seeing. You know, neighbours getting sick and ill and having Amazon deliveries because they have to isolate. They can't get out because their immune systems are falling over. And it's winter and it's cold season. And they can't cope with the cold anymore in the same way a cancer patient with a decimated immune system can't. I wished I knew the answer. You know, what can I do? What can I do to convince people what is actually happening to them? You know, I really don't know. I really don't know, but I'm seeing it. I know it's happening. This is when I went for the meeting in September to Westminster. The scientists there said exactly what would happen. And lo and behold, this is what's happening. You know, these people are getting sick and dying, as I said all along, you know. I kind of, now is the time I'm starting to wait for the phone calls to come in from family and friends. And is frightening, isn't it? You know, and I do wonder if these people will fall over and die still thinking it's convinced it's COVID, you know, and blaming anti-vaxxers, you know. Well, you're a terrible danger if it wasn't for you, you know. You know, what can you say? What can you say? All I can do, you know, you can lead a horse to water, you can't make it drink. And I've told these people what would happen to them if they took these jabs, and they haven't listened. Many have. And I just want to say a big thank you to the thousands and thousands of people who have been in touch by email, phone calls, that have visited me with so much love and support. You know, it's a wonderful, humbling experience. Well, you know, telling me how brave I am. I don't feel brave. All I've done is care. I've just cared. And I still care, and I can't turn that care off. So for anyone that's watching, you know, if you've had your jabs and you've been protected, but you're still really, really ill, and you've got COVID and you're having to isolate, this is why. It's because these jabs are decimating your immune system. The other type are the blood clots. They're the quick killers. And we've seen plenty of those as well. So please, please, please don't take any more of these jabs. It's killing you. It's killing you. And lining up for more jabs when you're desperately ill already isn't the answer. It really isn't the answer. Take a step back. Just look a little bit deeper than the BBC and Google are telling you. The jabs are what are making you ill. The Omicron is vaccine injury. They're nothing more than that. Will you believe it? I really don't know. Time will tell, I guess. Time will tell. But that's where we are in December of 2021. We're exactly where the scientists told me we would be, sadly. I just hope that people listen. I hope that people listen, because if they don't, they're going to get sick and they're going to die. That's the reality. You will die if you keep taking these jabs. And, you know, oh, bless you. Bless you. Forgive them, for they know not what they do. Never a truer word spoken.